well, that will do this in the first person, and you can be with me or believe that you are that first person, however it calls to you. I pause to recognize where I am in my physical form, and I give thanks for the beauty that surrounds me and the peace. As I acknowledge the peace, I feel it having an effect upon my physical body, a sort of tingling movement of some sort of energy through it, and I make little adjustments to the body where needed, that it can be completely embraced by this peace. I feel a very quick shift from the body to, I guess it would be, the mind or consciousness of Earth. And I pause here for a moment, and I don't perceive any extraneous thoughts. Nothing is calling to me out of need. So I thank all that is around me, and I bring my peace to the mind and emotional level of my expression in Earth. Almost immediately upon doing that, I feel another shift. And it would be difficult for me to discern whether I am moving or it is moving to surround me. The result is I feel a wonderful embrace of silence. It is within and without all of my being. And I begin to feel an exhilaration of joy and peace that comes from beyond the norm. And as this peace now surrounds me, I begin to feel and know a wondrous essence of love and sweetness. In essence, I bathe myself in this. I let it pass all through my consciousness, and it feels so good. I almost feel like laughing. Someone once said, "It giggles me." That's what this is like. I now have a sensation of a swirling indigo-like color that seems to carry me. And all the while I feel this sense of goodness and growing freedom. I take this freedom into my being, my consciousness, and as I try to look upon myself, I only see the indigo and the swirling energies, and I feel even more free and joyful. I simply release everything. My consciousness, I submit to all this beautiful energy, the love, the peace, and the indigo that envelops me. Immediately I feel the presence of others coming to celebrate and to share the joy and the wonder of freedom. And I feel the uniqueness of their energy as one might feel a song or some vibrational frequency. Color and light seems to come from each of them, but not in a way that is disturbing, but in a way that is uplifting to me. And I feel a oneness with them that is so beautiful. And I feel this group gathered together and I open my consciousness from within the group, as do they, and we can see a shimmering before us. And as we all look upon the shimmering, we are unified in the intent to know it. And it's as though this becomes a living part of our being. And we rejoice in this because it feels so very good. The shimmering turns very quickly into a beautiful white pathway of living light. And as we move along it, we feel it respond, giving us of its energies and its beauty. And we place our intent with joyful, beautiful willingness to move along this pathway. And immediately it begins to carry us upon itself, as though we are soaring upon a beautiful white carpet pathway. It undulates and we feel the wonder of moving this way and that, up and down, as we have those references in our consciousness. And very quickly now we see a beautiful glow in the indigo darkness before us. And already we can feel those who are present within that which lies ahead, reaching out to us with their intention, their love, and their peace. We come to a place just before the radiant green, and we pause to feel it all, to have a knowing of it, and we see a shimmering envelopment on the periphery, where the green blends off into the nothingness of the indigo darkness. And it seems to acknowledge to us as we know it. And we move again to the edge of the green and move to be upon the greenery. And we feel the energies of the green swiftly moving all throughout our group. And we can see and know each other's reaction. We see visualizations and laughter from some as they see the green in a certain way, and others who envision forms into which the green quickly moves and gives life to their visions. And we feel this and know it. After time, as it's measured beyond us, we are aware of others who have shimmering forms immediately before us. And they come into oneness with our group, and as they do, we look with laughter and joy in our being to see that we too now have shimmering forms as they. And one of these comes up to me, and I know that it is the Master, and he smiles a little smile and tilts his head to the side, and I can see his features very clearly and feel as he puts his hands onto my form, which would be my shoulders where I am earth, and we just laugh softly, and he leans forward to put his forehead against mine. And in a moment, he turns to do the same to each of the members of the group, touching them in a way that they awaken to know him, feeling his gentle love and the laughter of his being because of the joy he feels for each of the group. Many of the others come and do the same. Some embrace us, others reach to take what would be a hand on the form. And the more we focus on the forms, the more real, the more expressed they become into that which we can remember when we journey backwards to our friend, the physical form in earth. And we move along a green pathway down a gentle slope, and we see many others scattered around in groups, and they pause to gesture to us, speak to us with their energies. And we pause here and there as we recognize some of these who we have known in past, and some who we will know in future. All the while we feel the vitality and peaceful love and gentleness of this place. Everywhere we look, we know the presence of the beautiful colors, beautiful energies that flow when Father first spoke the word. And we feel these colors acknowledge our presence. Some break free small particles of color and come and be a part of us, rub up against us, move into our being, and it's exhilarating. And we come to a place where we pause and look around and see the movement of the green undulating off in various directions, gentle slopes, flowering bushes that seem to know when you are appreciating them, and they respond with fragrance and color, and it seems to awaken some memory within as we acknowledge the beauty of each thing we see and know. I take this into my knowing, and I hold it in my consciousness here as I release my form and I become one with this place called the homeland. Every particle of color, every vibration, every droplet of water that splashes down over the rock hillside on the right into the little pool of water, I am one with. I take this within my being, and I know the goodness of it. I know the gentle offering. And as I rise up, I look back upon the pathway and I move to it. Some of the group move with me and we follow the pathway. Back to the indigo, and open my consciousness to know that I have an expression, a form in the finiteness of earth, and immediately I am there just above it. And I move all around my friend, my physical expression in earth. And I give to it the sweet blessings of healing grace, the love and peace that I've just been a part of. And as I move back into the physical form, I remember it. I remember the toes, the feet, the legs, the hands, the arms, the torso, the neck and head, and I begin to move them in a manner of speaking, reclaiming authority over them. And finally, I say to my form, you are perfect. Every expression of your being is well and whole. It is your right to claim this. And I give thanks to all who presented this beautiful gift to me and to us. And I say to consciousness, so be it.